This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms, and we're calling it a Prayer Garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our one and only and holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are Adonai, so beautiful, and you are Christ alone, the desire of our hearts and everything we need. You're faithful and gracious. You're the hope of Israel. O Lord, you are the image of the invisible God, the just judge, the keeper of our souls. You're the light unto our path, the lamp unto our feet, majestic and new each morning. Oh, Lord, you are the only God, powerful and quick to help us. You are resplendent in your beauty and the supreme ruler. Oh, Lord, you are trust and truth and understanding. We seek your voice, for we want your wisdom and your ways. You're the expert in everything. You are Yeshua and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name. O Lord, may you be glorified today. May we be keenly aware of the Holy Spirit conviction and counsel in the things that we do today. Let us say words that are comforting and blessings. Let us have actions that are caring and helpful. O Lord, it is very hard. The end of the school year is busy. We ask for prioritizing and conviction to do those things that are most important first to you. We praise you and thank you that the Holy Spirit guides us. We need help. Lord, we praise you for the role of ambassador and thank you for this opportunity. We ask in the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Oh, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Psalm 137. That's hard to believe. We're going to hear it read today by Jerry Vanderwall. He's the Director of Operations for Christian Educators, and he will read Psalm 137 for us in the New American Standard Bible Version. The Word of God, Psalm 137.
Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst of it we hung our harps, for there our captives demanded of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget her skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, you devastated one, how blessed will be the one who repays you with the recompense with which you have repaid us. How blessed will be the one who seizes and dashes your little ones against the rock.
Oh, praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Jerry, for reading this very difficult psalm. Let us pray Psalm 137. This is a special prayer for those hostages. To the Lord of Zion, Lord, our hearts are heavy for the people of Israel still being held hostage in Gaza for over 190 days. Their captors are their enemies. Their tormentors are joyful that they have a prize of war. How can they sing your songs in a foreign land? Lord, we pray for their return for the sake of Jerusalem and your name. We ask for comfort for the families that are anxiously waiting for the return of their loved ones. For those who love you, may they be secure as they remember their lives in Israel and long to be home. Lord, help our people not to forget this terrible war in our time. Give wisdom to the leaders of Israel and supernatural intervention that you may receive the glory. Bring them home, Lord. Bless those who love you and call out to you in this terrible time. Bless the enemies of Israel with a heart for Jesus so they can experience your love. Bless the Israelis who are not Messianic Jews yet with Jesus also. Only you can solve this mess. Our eyes are on you, Lord. We pray in the name of our King Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, dear friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators. These can be found on our website at christianeducators.org. You can have them emailed to yourself so you can share ones that you really enjoy or touch your heart and want to encourage someone else. Or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Our devotional for today is called Yes and No. It's written by Dr. Heather Hewitt. She's an adjunct professor for the School of Education at Liberty University. But let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one. And that is her verse from Matthew 5:37 that she chose today. Boundaries can be overwhelming, especially for a people pleaser. However, always saying yes can be overwhelming too, especially if you are a teacher in a classroom filled with students. Recently, the Lord has been teaching me the importance of boundaries. I've learned that when we know how and when to say no, or not yet, we can give the appropriate time and investment to our yes activities and commitments. When Jesus told his disciples to let your yes be yes and your no be no, he was teaching his disciples how to have boundaries and prevent burnout. As teachers, we can follow this example to avoid and prevent burnout as we invest in his yes activities and commitments. Lord, teach us when to say yes and when to say no or not yet. We want to do your will, not ours. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today, written by Dr. Heather Hewitt, called Yes and No. Friends, we're going to pray one more time together today, and that is at 1:16 p.m. Now, if your alarm goes off and you forget the prompt I'm going to tell you, don't you worry. Just pray. It's a breath prayer. Don't bow your head, don't close your eyes, don't say the words out loud. But in your heart, rejoice that you can pray with brothers and sisters across the nation. Today we are going to ask God to help us to continually be salt and light to our school communities. Because it gets hard at this time of the year, amen? We pray at 1:16 because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, I just love to bless you with our blessing for this school year each day. I will read it for you with the blue, red, and gold Bible. The first time I read it, I went and purchased it. I just got a little Kindle version, and it's really beautiful because the blue letters are God the Father's words, the red letters are Jesus' words, and the gold letters are when the Holy Spirit is mentioned. And it's a lot more than you think. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.